Hi, I'm Martin Sawicki. I'm a Principal Program Manager at Microsoft Open Technologies. In this short video, I will show you how to deploy a Java web application to the Windows Azure Cloud using Eclipse. There are three ways to deploy an application to Windows Azure: websites, virtual machines, and cloud services. This demo is focused on cloud services. Let's start in Eclipse. I already have my Java web application as a dynamic web project with a simple index.jsp file, which shows hello from Windows Azure. Next, to run this in Windows Azure, I need to create a Windows Azure deployment project. If you have not already done so, install the Windows Azure plugin for Eclipse with Java by going to Help, Install New Software, and selecting the dl.msopentech.com/eclipse site. Under the Windows Azure Toolkit for Java, you will see the Eclipse plugin as well as a number of other components which will be helpful for your Windows Azure development. I've already installed all these before, so I'll just click Cancel. So now, on the context menu for my web app, I will go to the Windows Azure section and select Package for Windows Azure. This will start a new deployment project wizard. I'll give the new project a name. My deployment requires a JDK, so let me pick one that's already installed on my computer. My deployment also requires an application server. I'll choose Apache Tomcat 7 and point at my local installation. Notice that my web app is already included in the list of applications. This creates a new Windows Azure deployment project. I could have also created this project by going to File, New, Windows Azure Deployment Project, or by clicking the New Windows Azure Deployment Project button. Now I am ready to test my deployment on the Windows Azure Compute Emulator on my own computer. To do that, let me click the Run in Windows Azure Emulator button. After a few moments, I can see that Tomcat has started, so let me test it by going to the browser. Let me navigate to localhost 8080 first. This should take me to the home page of Apache Tomcat 7. Next, to test my web application, I go to My Web App. And here we go. I can see that my application has been successfully deployed to the local emulator. Next, let me try it in the cloud. To do that, let me go back to Eclipse and click the Publish to Windows Azure Cloud button on the Windows Azure toolbar. Let me first download my Publish Settings file from Windows Azure. I'll save this file on my desktop. Next, let me import the file that I've just downloaded. This fetches the information from my Windows Azure account. I need to create a new storage account for my deployment, so I click New, give it a unique name, I also need to create a new cloud service. So now let me just click Publish. You can see the progress of the deployment in the Windows Azure Activity Log. This will take a few moments. Now I can check my deployment in the Windows Azure Cloud. In the portal, I can see that my service is running. So to test this, let's go to the staging slot and click on this URL. This shows that my Apache Tomcat deployment is running. And here you can see that my web application is running as well. And this concludes our demo. I hope you can see how with these simple steps you can have a Java web application running in the Windows Azure Cloud in a matter of minutes. To learn more, go to windowsazure.com.